With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The state and Campbell County continue to rebound according to third quarter figures. The mining industry has had a relatively good quarter with prices of oil and natural gas, the highest seen in several years. Mining generated $185 million in mineral severance taxes, a 26% increase from last year, and the highest quarterly reported since the fourth quarter of 2014. In Campbell County, taxable sales grew by 18%, the sixth highest in the state. Northeast Wyoming Regional Airport saw good numbers last year. In 2021, the airport saw 48,481 passengers move through their gates, which was a 63% increase over 2020. The summer months were the airport's busiest, seeing at least 5,000 passengers a month. According to the news record, the airport director said flights were 85% full. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The woman who worked as the executive director of Personal Frontiers, the Drug and Alcohol Abuse Counseling Center, will plead guilty to one count of theft and have the two remaining counts of theft dismissed. Under a plea agreement, Donna E. Morgan will pay restitution and should receive a 4 to 6 year suspended prison sentence and 10 years of supervised probation. A man accused of threatening a bail bondsman with a gun this past July has entered a plea agreement in which prosecutors reduced a habitual criminal sentencing enhancement to one in which he could serve from 10 to 50 years in prison rather than a lifetime sentence. Silas E. Scott pleaded guilty to 4 counts of theft and no contest to aggravated assault and battery. Scott's bond has been revoked pending a March 11th sentencing date. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.